This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow found out from text messages that President Trump had accused him of sedition. It's a charge Trump wrote is punishable by death. Trump's social media post came after Crow and other veterans and former intelligence officers reminded U.S. service members that they can refuse illegal orders.
He doesn't like opposition. He doesn't like dissent. And if you do something as simple as remind people of their oaths under the Constitution and what the law requires, he takes a great exception to that.
Crow says he will not be intimidated by Trump's threat. A White House spokesperson later said the president does not want to execute members of Congress. A storm set to hit the Front Range starting this week could help cut wildfire risk. Russ Schumacher is the Colorado State climatologist. With little moisture over the last few months, he says conditions were looking similar to 2021 when the Marshall Fire burned through Boulder County.
You know, if this storm wasn't going to happen the next couple of days, I'd be a lot more concerned about it. I think this will help quite a bit.
The National Weather Service predicts storms could bring up to 4 inches of snow to the Front Range Mountains. It's forecasting rain for Metro Denver today with only a 15% chance of snow. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, that rain will turn to cloudy skies this afternoon, highs near 50, lower 50s for the Springs.